Hello, I'm on the main mic now.
Welcome.
Hands on the different mic.
He kept the seat warm for me.
Hannah, do you have a guess why I've played that excerpt of the Blue Danube waltz?
Is it because of a certain movie?
Is it the extremely annoying reason?
Is it that you've now mentioned, like, every time we see a video that has that song? It's 2001!
they do classical music in it, and it's the sound system at Somerville Theater is very nice. They had a guy come in at the projectionist came before the movie, and they had a bunch of presentation and before, but he talked about, like, his passion project being, like, one, getting a visual setup good enough to play this particular, like, print or whatever, but two, spending extra, like, years ago on getting, like, a six speaker setup, and most movies are not set up like that.
Yeah.
But 2001 is one of them. So at certain loud parts, it just knocks you over.
Yeah.
Blasts you, but in a very good way. It was really cool.
I found the sound. I mean, this was probably just the movie we were seeing. But when I guess it was fine for, like, Oppenheimer and other stuff that I've seen at Somerville. But when we went to see The Princess Bride, there was, like, a lot of dialogue that just I could not hear. Or I think it's, like, I don't know, maybe I was just, it was midnight, I was very tired, I had danced all day, so, like, I think maybe it was just the circumstances, but I had a hard time.
Yeah, I don't know, some of that's probably technology, if they have the old, I don't really know the actual tech, how they get sound to work, but, like, Princess Bride, I don't think that was a digital thing, so it has to do with whatever the quality of their, like, tape is, probably.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe it was just not a good quality one. It kept popping too.
Yeah, there's a lot of popping and yeah. What else was I gonna say? Oh, you mentioned Oppenheimer, and he also had, like, a little Christopher Nolan, a few Christopher Nolan digs.
Really?
Projectionist. Well, funny. He's this. I don't know. He seemed like one of those like very most interesting people, because they are so focused on this like passion of theirs.
Yeah,
they know everything about it and. I think those people are very important, because they kind of keep things around in a certain way. Anyway, this song is one I was going to play last week and didn't really fit, and then it doesn't really fit this week either, but it's Bad Head by Blur. There you go.
Surprise that today
Decided last second to talk between songs for no good reason other than those two artists were British making pop music and this is an American.
I was going to ask if Cleaners from Venus were British.
Very, very British. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but it's just one guy.
It's one guy?
Yeah, Lo-Fi Project by Martin Newell over the course of like 20 years just making his own stuff. Lo-fi legend, shout out to him. Love his work.
A lo-fi legend
he is. I mean, that's, he's just whatever equipment he could get his hands on basically, and it's very cool. This is Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel. It's a really, I like it. It's fun.
Breaking my heart. In case of accidents, he always took his mom. He's the all-American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son. All the children sing. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
The children asked him if to kill was not a sin.
If looks could kill, it would have been us instead of him.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, was it your thrill?
I'm a defender of silly and sometimes maligned Beatles songs.
Maligned?
I don't know. I don't hear people talk about Bungalow Bill in any real positive or negative.
That's true.
Not often discussed.
I don't think I hear people talking about Bungalow Bill.
No.
In general.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
People don't like Maxwell Silverhammer. I hear that a little more often. Mm-hmm. Not just from you. You're not unique in this.
Yeah.
Very common song to think this is just too dumb, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, I no longer skip it every time I hear it, but most of the time I'm just not in the mood to. It's also the banging noise is piercing. Like the actual
I guess that's fair.
But that's not even like a real complaint. I guess it is.
I think it is.
I just don't care for it. I don't care for it. I don't really think about it, like, ever. I'm not angry about its existence, but I'm not going to go out of my way to listen to it.
That's fair. I would never expect anyone to go out of their way. I just mean, to me, it's fun and silly and catchy, and I like it.
Yeah, you said you get it stuck in your head a lot.
A lot is a stretch, but yeah, one of several Beatles songs that will just kind of pop in the head.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a different artist that I've listened to a little more often lately, The Velvet Underground. Off of the album titled The Velvet Underground.
The Velvet Underground. Wait, oh my god, yay.
They don't have a song. It would be perfect if they had a song called
The Velvet Underground.
It'd be like, I think Black Sabbath have something like that.
They do. They have a song called Black Sabbath.
No, it's like on, and it's on the album.
The album Black Sabbath, yes.
Which is their debut, I think. Anyway, it's beginning to see the light.
One. prison guard. She got rolled when he got steamed, and I got left in charge. Living in a little town with my pedigree and shards, I chopped down a weeping willow tree and built this party bar. Why not see a legend while it's still being made? Then get kinda squirrely when you're sleeping in the park. Jam too far, propagating in the night. My colleagues and associates have kicked out all the lights. Like I said, they say, nothing stops a party bar.
A lot of the Dave Berman songs are not that silly. I appreciate one that is just very silly.
Send us your coordinates. We'll send to St. Bernard.
It's nice. They got honking noises for the ship at port. Seagulls. It's silly. It's not like some of his other much sadder stuff.
Yes.
Much like existentially depressed.
Just
not that
to
one,
your
though.
Core. Gives you just a sadness that kind of sticks in the back of your head for the rest of the day. Like, not like, you know, you're not thinking about it constantly, but it's there.
We got another fun one.
Another fun one.
You like this one?
I do like this one.
He is my Lord. He is my Savior. And he rewards my good behavior, my secret soul. I know he's seen it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it. My light and my salvation. He's always right. He's always patient. I pinch myself. It's like I'm dreaming it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it. Kiss me like you mean it.
Listen carefully.
Yeah! Okay, get back.
What do you hear?
Good beat.
Yes!
Do you know what that is?
No, that's right. Okay, okay.
That's the sound of someone being there. The sound of someone caring about a kid.
Good shot! Yes! Yes!
That's the sound of a mentor. See a movie together, play catch, or just hang out. The important thing is spending time together. A little of your time means a lot to a kid.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Laura Bush!
Still recovering from that.
I didn't know Laura Bush was in that PSA. That's awesome.
That's so funny.
This is just, there are so many more PSAs and station IDs and stuff in this system than I realized, because I figured out how to search it better. It's not a hard process. I was just ignorant.
You're ignorant.
Not the only one with Laura Bush. Several Laura Bush ones on there. I think some are a little more prominent.
I got
just the era when they were setting up the system. I think that was the kind of public service announcements to put in there. I love that I had out of nowhere. So I did not meet. The plan wasn't to talk during this part, but it caught me off guard. I felt like it was worth acknowledging.
I have to do more of the Rivendell PSAs.
They're fun. There's stuff I didn't. That was just called basketball. Basketball PSA.
Yeah, they're so like non-descriptive. You just have to like play it and see what's
there's
up.
There's some that are probably worth hearing for yourself before you play over the air.
I should do that
just
too,
to screen it. Just because I don't know. There's some weird ones on there. Anyway, this is Wait a Minute by Wipers.
You
Radiohead time. We'll be right back.
For a moment, look around and it's all like
You heard a bunch of stuff. That one was No Reason by Big Thief. I don't know if I'm going to go through all the other songs.
I mean, love it's Big
the information's
Thief.
Out there if you want to find
it. I heart Big Thief.
Small Policeman.
Small, okay.
I would, versus Big Thief. Who would win?
Pretty mad if you called them that.
One large thief versus 20 tiny 3 foot tall policemen. The big thief is 9 foot tall. Who wins? 20 might be too high.
20, I was gonna, yeah, that's kind of an easy one. What about like 7?
I might go with the big thief.
I think I'll go with
there.
The big thief, because you can just like kick them. And they'll go flying, and they'll go like...
Oink.
Oink, oink.
this next one is by a very... This song is by a very important staple of American society, I think. Backbone, really. They've done so much, we can only appreciate them. The Postal Service. This is Sleeping In.
Thank you.
just about run out of time in our double showing, double feature of Hour to Kill and Always Sunny in Medford, me and Hannah. If you want to say a quick goodbye, I got one more song, and then everyone else can stick around for great songs about nothing good. Lovely program. And next week, Lucy will be back with Naive Melodies. I've done filling that slot. Do you have anything else to say, Hannah?
Not really. I've had a good 2 hours.
It's been fun. This last song is I Didn't Understand by Elliot Smith. Enjoy.
Thought you'd be looking for the next in line to love, then ignore, put out and put away. And so you'd soon be leaving me alone, like I'm supposed to be tonight, tomorrow, and every day. There's nothing here that you'll miss. I can guarantee you this is a cloud of smoke, trying to occupy space. What a f***ing joke. What a f***ing joke. To separate the both of us and take me all far away from you. 'Cause my feelings never change a bit. I always feel like shit. I don't know why, I guess that I just do. You once talked to me